It's a big question, but can we start hacking into why we saw so many August fires this year?
Right. Our sort of peak fire season normally, when over the last 20 years we've seen some of these really huge fires, is usually somewhere in June through early July, because that's the dry season in the mountains, essentially. That's when things really start to heat up and we don't get much precipitation. So that's when we've seen the really big ones, whereas, yeah, August is not the time that we normally see that, because we expect the North American monsoon to set in. And so the conditions would, in a normal year, be, you know, cloudier with periodic rain, and then that helps keep the temperature down. But we didn't see that this year at all. For Western Colorado, it was the hottest and driest August on record. The temperature was more than 2 degrees Fahrenheit above any other previous August that we had seen, and something like 6 degrees above the 20th century average. And so so that, you know, set up these conditions where we had been dry through June and July, but then the monsoon didn't set in. And so those dry conditions got even worse going into August. We had all these days of, you know, 100 degree temperatures and no clouds and no humidity and windy, which are just right for fires to grow like we saw.
Right. And why no monsoon season this year?
So the first order, we ended up with a really strong ridge of high pressure over the western United States, not just in Colorado, but across the West. And so when that happens, it basically, the air is sinking, it's dry, it's hot, you're not getting the surges of moisture in from the south, and thus no clouds and no storms. You know, we've had 3 years in a row now of bad monsoons in Western Colorado, and whether that is sort of a short-term thing that, you know, we've just had bad luck, or the, you know, beginning of a longer trend is hard to say, but it's certainly not a good thing when that happens, and definitely not when it happens multiple years in a row.
And looking into the rest of the year, does that indicate anything for snowfall, or is it too early to tell?
Well, we've just gone into La Nina conditions here, you know, over the last couple of months. And what that typically means for the winter is it tends to be snowier in the northern mountains and less snowy in the southern mountains, and similarly cooler north and warmer south with respect to average. The concern is especially in the southern mountains with water and so on, because we're going into it after sort of a bad year. If we have another bad snowpack year, you know, then a lot of other concerns start to crop up.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.